Welcome to Three in the Key.
LeBron James, the best player in the world, talking about departing elsewhere. What am I, chopped liver?
Bringing you in-depth basketball analysis and interviews from the Great White North.
I can play a little bit, too. I'm a closer. I'm an assassin. And I'm his teammate. So if he's thinking about leaving after next year, what does that say about what he thinks about me?
With your hosts, Elias L. Zane, Will Macklin, and Dave the Professor Tripp.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Three in the Key. Elias L. Zane alongside Dave Tripp.
What?
Oh, yes, he has made a comeback.
So happy.
Will Macklin.
What up, what up?
And, of course, Fuad Ahad.
So close.
Hey, guys, I made it.
No, I'm just kidding. That's
me. Oh, it was you the whole time? That's a really good impression, actually.
Not bad.
You could have done the whole show like that. You just, like, if a conversation between you and Fuad.
The Bulls are great.
Well, I don't really know what else
it was like he's in the, it's like he's true. Here with us. Well, we'll be speaking later with...
Butler trade,
Yeah, with Brian Sampson to talk Wolves and their new addition, former Bull, Jimmy Butler.
It's probably better we keep Fu out of that one.
Yeah.
He's going to be angry.
He would be, like, having tears.
Next week we'll have a math guy on, talk about Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, rats!
Darn, hey, he looks pretty good, eh?
Oh, my gosh. But that's the thing. Wouldn't it make sense for the Bulls to draft a point guard after they went out and traded for Chris Dunn, and then at the deadline last season traded for
Cameron Payne, too,
yeah.
I know, so they would have had a log jam. Although Dennis Smith, in my opinion, is better than both of them.
Yeah, I like Dennis Smith a lot. And Elias, me and you, we hosted a show by ourselves, and I foolishly said, I think I like Dennis Smith more than anyone in this draft.
Yeah, he did.
He has special skills.
Are like pre-draft.
This is like a first look.
When he got recruited, actually.
It was almost that far ago.
We hadn't even played a college basketball game yet that season. I just really like the kid. He's got... The skills, they jump off the page. You know, you watch him play, and a guy that's like 6 foot and change can jump above the rim.
And Markel, two guys that if you didn't watch the college ball season, you didn't see them play
for sure.
The tournament.
Yeah.
Most people only watch the tournament, right? So those are two
They didn't have
guys.
That Ben Simmons hype either. You know what I mean? Where nobody watched LSU play last year, but they knew Ben Simmons was incredible because he was putting up double-doubles
every
game.
Yeah, you were just watching LSU highlights were just Ben Simmons highlights.
Yeah, and like the cross-court one-bounce passes.
For sure. And so like that's what, then Dennis Smith was the highlight show as well, mm-hmm. but you didn't see him in the tourney again. It's one of those things where the tourney is a platform for these stars to be seen. We saw it with...
And rise up the ranks, too.
Yeah, to be risen. Like, look at Ball. Ball, if he wasn't in the tournament, probably would have been a third.
But there was no way that UCLA was missing the tournament when guy was leading the show, right?
And then look at Fox. Fox climbed all the way up just because they beat that UCLA team in the tournament.
I think that Fox would have been closer to 10 if they hadn't beat UCLA and if he hadn't competed against UCLA that way twice last year.
Right. So that's these rookies are looking fun. Summer League was fun, and it's amazing that we can have a second season after the finals. You know, we get something refreshing and watch something new talent play.
Oh, definitely. But you look at Dennis Smith, right? Dennis Smith played in North Carolina State.
Wolfpack.
Their coach was fired immediately after the season.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously there were some issues with the roster there, and he never got to play against a guy like Lonzo Ball or De'Aaron Fox last year. In the ACC, it was a weak year for point guards.
Yeah.
So he never played against Frank Mason. He wasn't tested at all, so nobody really got to see that big Showtime matchup.
Who's the other Summer League guy that you liked other than Lonzo? I know you're Lakers. He was MVP. We talked about it last week.
Kyle Kuzma was another Laker. Ooh. Very impressive.
Man, he looks so good.
Like
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum was fantastic, for sure.
Obviously, Dennis Smith is up there.
Josh
Jackson.
He was good, too.
Yeah,
his highlights were nice.
He was phenomenal.
What do you think of him wearing 99?
I
don't think it's going to be his number. I think just wearing
Jay Crowder wears 99, right?
Yeah, I know. You don't want to be related to that.
I think it's goofy. Whatever.
I mean, didn't Wayne Gretzky wear that number or something?
Yeah, I know, but that's the one that it only made sense. And, I don't know. It was weird.
Wayne Gretzky's a pretty special athlete.
Most
dominant athlete in all of sports history, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, you can make an argument. I don't know. I think it's a little boastful to say, I'm 99. I'm going to wear this completely special
number. Yeah, it can't be. Because Josh didn't wear that in Kansas, did he?
No. I don't know where he wore it. Let me Google that.
I think he wore 11. My guess is 11.
Yeah. But he obviously, Summer League was great. Well, who did Portland have on their team that was, I can't remember, really.
I like Caleb Swanigan.
11. Yeah, Caleb Swanigan looked phenomenal in the tournament.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that's a guy that... You wonder sometimes, It's like Malcolm Brogdon, right? Malcolm Brogdon, you're like, hey, this guy's numbers were unbelievable at Virginia as a senior. He was their leading ball handler, made them more passes than anyone else. He was their leading scorer, the best defensive player, and the guy slides to the second round. Caleb Swanigan was in contention for National Player of the Year. Tools.
Amazing story, too.
Out of his ears. The guy can hit threes. He's 250 pounds. He's gigantic. He led his conference in rebounding. Yeah. I mean, how does this guy slide to the second round? How do people not see the skill level?
Was he a second round pick?
He was a second round
pick. I thought he was at the end of the first.
Oh, wait, maybe he went 30th or something. How does this guy fall all the way to 30?
Is it because of his conference or just like team's needs at the time?
I don't know. For whatever reason, this one and done era has meant that nobody drafts seniors anymore. How does a guy like Josh
Hart Buddy Hield,
slide
right?
all the way to the late second round?
Yeah, but Buddy Hield
no,
was
he
big...
was at the end of the first round. The Lakers took him, right? Josh Hart?
Okay, like again, 30th overall. That's essentially a second round pick. Yeah, look at Jordan Bell.
That's the pre-second.
Jordan Bell slides. That guy was one of the talks of the... Everybody's talking about Josh Jackson. Just as many people are talking about Jordan Bell. He slid to the second round. He's going to Golden State of all places.
A lot of people don't know this, but if you're drafted 30th in the second round, that's actually the third round.
That's how it should be. 26. Caleb Swanigan went 26. So very, very late first round pick. But how do you pick 25 freshmen ahead of this guy?
Right, yeah.
You know? They weren't all freshmen.
Many of them
There was
weren't.
A couple of Euros in there
This is the most freshman
right?
ever, eh? It's crazy.
Yeah, well, it's pretty
and
much
next year is
going to
be
year.
The most freshman ever again.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're just getting young. But isn't this what's bad for the
and
league?
Then one
isn't
year,
this what everyone's complaining
and
about?
Then 1 year, we're going to have the most high school players drafted. Watch.
Yeah.
And then by then, every team is going to have a team affiliated to them in the G League,
right.
formerly known as the D League for people who are not up to date yet.
So
you got to get used to saying the G League now for the Gatorade. I think we'll have a third round in the NBA draft once every team has their own farm team.
There's room for it.
And then, yeah, you get a third round. And then when you pick in that, if you get selected in that third round, you probably fill the G League roster. And then now you have the two-way contracts in the NBA. Each team, I think, has two players they can sign to two-way
that's
contracts.
Cool.
So you can bounce them back and forth, right, between your like the NBA team and then – your
I
G
think
League
it's
team.
Really, that's a great idea.
And Raptors 905, defending champions of the G League.
It's going to make the whole league more watchable, too, right? And you'll actually be able to truly evaluate these players.
And develop talent.
And the big thing is, if I'm so good for the G League, but I'm not good enough to make the NBA necessarily, I'm going to have time to actually develop in the G League now, as opposed to being like, well, somebody's offering me $1 million to play in China.
Right.
You have incentive to stay there now, because the league's so much more competitive.
Yeah.
So you got a chance to actually be compared. Like a guy, what's his name? The guy in China scoring 70 points a game.
Is it Russ Smith.
Russ Smith. That guy, he would be one of the better players in G League and being tested against guys that are actually in his class. Right?
And would like, you want to go?
But he's making money and dropping 70 points a night in China.
He's whining that he doesn't get a chance to play in the did you read the article? He's complaining that.
I just saw the headline of 70 something points or whatever. And I'm like, oh,
but
that's cool.
It's different though with the exchange rate. It's not as much in the, so it's like, oh, it's only 20 points over here, but it's 70 points.
That's right.
China.
But the money's full value. He doesn't even pay tax.
But
over
like,
there,
I was saying,
so.
But wouldn't guys want to stay home? Like we talked about when we had the league here in Ottawa,
the National Basketball League of Canada.
Yeah,
that's still going on.
It's still
by the
going
way.
On. But they. Guys only did those leagues because they wanted to stay close to home.
Sure.
And now they Some have that do. Option, and maybe they don't want to go overseas. That was like their only option. But now if they have that G League, there's a farm system for every team.
Yeah.
That's really
I think
with
we're 15, getting close
15
to that.
Deep in the roster too, right?
Yeah. Like we're getting close to that, and then the NBA is officially, like later on, will expand, right?
Do you think that's a good idea?
Yes. Not now. But it will be. I think
I like the idea. Obviously, I want Seattle to have a team again. That would be my team if that happened. But
I don't think you can avoid it.
I think they're first in line for sure. Anytime they 100%. Do expand or a team moves, I don't think a team will move. I just think the league's too flush with talent and money right now. Like the NBA is.
Wouldn't you argue
they're
that
a money printing business?
Would you argue that it's the opposite? Wouldn't you argue there's only like 4 or 5 good teams right now?
No, I think this
contenders?
Year...
I would disagree. I think that the revenue sharing makes every team competitive, and that's
right.
just the nature of the league, right? Like, whether you like revenue sharing or not, you're revenue sharing. So the Sacramento Kings are making money hand over fist, whether they sell out their arena or not, whether they give their fans a product, which you could argue is bad for the sport, but I mean...
Well, I
look,
think they made
look
moves
the
this year to get better.
But look at the expansion of the NBA in the last 4 or 5 years. Look at the TV deal. It's changed everything.
Yeah, for sure.
So, is it bad for the sport? I don't know. The sport's only gotten
bigger and bigger.
It's
bigger,
more
talented players. Like,
yeah, I guess you got every single night, especially in the Western Conference. Look, you'll have Curry against Westbrook. You're going to have Westbrook against Paul.
My only issue with the NBA right now is there's no parity.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it right now. That's why you can't, even Adam Silver said, he's like, so we have, people say we only have two good teams or one else, so why, or one good team in Golden State, so why create another team if they're not going
to
have.
That's 12 more guys you have to put together.
I think at least next year we'll have the race for second place, the race for third place. And those would be exciting races, right? Like, it's going
to
be
and
fun.
I don't think it's going to be as easy for Golden State to go through the postseason. I don't know. I think they got better, obviously.
Yeah.
Even though that's hard to say, but they added two more shooters. They've gotten better, and I don't think they've played their best basketball yet.
That's for sure.
Also, a shout out to another Oregon Duck, and Chris Boucher was a two-way contract with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, and he put up Draymond Green kind of numbers too.
And they're going to be that for sure.
Chris Boucher could end up being a really special player in the NBA. The guy's skill set is, it's not like anything we've seen before. Right. 6 feet tall, hits
6-something.
Yeah, he's 6'10", my bad. This is a bit of a difference there. He's like 6'10", 6'11". He's rail thin. The guy can hit threes.
Yeah. Block
he was
shots.
One of the higher block percentages NCAA history.
Now, I want to talk about, we're talking about the, maybe two seasons inside seasons. You know what I'm saying? We talked about, they do it in soccer all the time.
You're mixing things up now, Will.
Yeah, I don't know why not, though. That way, there's other teams that can win stuff. I know it's not the finals, but you could have, like, why not?
So the season has to be shorter? You can't play 82 games, or it's going to be 82?
I don't think you should be playing 82 anyway.
I think we're starting to sound like college basketball with that, which, I love college basketball.
Like, why not have, like, a little mini tournament between the California teams?
But I think they did want to do that. I think that was an idea that was floated, actually.
Yeah.
Is it an exhibition tournament?
Yeah, just like within the season, there's another tournament going on. Just like, who's going to win the California crazy... Can't think of another C. Crown. Oh, that's a good one. So then,
thinking on
you'd
the
have
feet.
To think that you'd have to think the Kings have the edge there.
Yeah, you obviously
they already
just,
have one on their jersey.
In the logo.
Yeah. My pick is the Lakers for some reason.
Yeah. So yeah, that's just within. Like, what if the Lakers win that, but they don't make the playoffs? You know, that's kind of like, at least we won the California Crown.
That's I don't like that.
No? What if they did like a?
I want to win the NBA championship. That's what you play for. Don't mix it up. Don't make it
like soccer.
What if
they did like a B division playoffs where like the Lakers got to play against other Bush League teams around the NBA?
Why is it gotta be the Lakers? Why not the Nets, Dave?
Just pick it. It's totally random. I assure you. Totally not personal selection.
How about the Nets demoted to the G League and have 905 brass it up?
Away you go, man. Hey, that's
Will's
relegation. Relegation
Will.
League. Imagine two teams in Toronto. That'd be amazing.
Finally. Hey. It's about time. 905 and Toronto.
Will's taking too many soccer references
I
right
so,
now.
Yeah.
Like, you want to add the Champions League to basketball.
Finally.
The relegation.
FIFA. Finally, Bruno Caboclo has a place to really spread his wings.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're already getting sponsorships on jerseys. They may as well.
Yeah, little sponsorships in the corner, like on your... I don't mind that.
I don't care. Just don't
become like the whole jersey.
Well, the Raptors get State Farm, I think. And it matches their jersey.
That's what I like
Raptors
about it.
Do they have one now?
Yeah, they got State Farm,
I think. State Farm?
No, they have, I think it's Sun Life.
Sun Life. Yeah.
Sounds like State Farm, no.
Sun Life's the Canadian version of State Farm.
Like a good neighbor, Sun Life is there.
Actually, our third segment, I was going to do something with the... With that,
we'll save it for that one.
Don't even. We're not even going to do it now.
Get out of here! I liked it better last week.
Settle down, guys.
Yeah, it should just be me and Elias.
God.
Remember, you guys, you can get a hold of us by email, the3nikki@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook @3nikki. On Twitter @basketball. Instagram @the3nikki. You can listen to each and every episode on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, and of course on the Almighty. Baller Radio Network, and you can hear us locally here in Ottawa on Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock on CKDJ 107.9. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes and Google Play as well. Check out the website, the number 3 in the key.ca. Today's program, we'll talk Timberwolves and this great summer they've had with Brian Sampson of Dunking with Wolves of the Fansided Network. But we'll start with Kyrie Irving, who is possibly destined for Minnesota, maybe.
We'll talk about his
preferred teams.
Sure.
There's a new video that surfaced online of Steph Curry, what appears to be making fun of LeBron James' workout video at Harrison Barnes' wedding. And Kyrie Irving is there cheering Steph Curry on. Does this mean Kyrie's going to join the Golden State Warriors?
It's happening. It's all happening so fast.
How did Kyrie get an invite to that wedding?
I don't know either.
I was trying to think about that.
He played at Duke, and Harrison Barnes played at North Carolina. So they created a friendship through the rivalry.
Now, right, like the 17 minutes that Kyrie played there?
Maybe AAU.
Spent a lot of time while he was recovering.
Maybe AAU or something like that. Honestly, I don't know.
No, they must have. Were they both on Team USA together? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, hey.
They were when Harrison Barnes averaged, 2 minutes per game or something?
Yeah, I think he was the vocal point of that team.
And a gold medal.
He was good. And then he signed that massive deal in Dallas.
Everyone was hating on him. Remember, they had the 73-9 win team, then the horrible playoffs, and the meltdown in the finals, and they lose, and then everyone making fun of him, being like, really, there was no one else to choose other than Harrison Barnes?
I mean, I hate to be his wife
right
now.
Well, he got the last laugh.
Right? I mean, someone had to marry him.
Well, he got the last laugh with the $94 million, right?
I suppose.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And a cheeseburger.
And a pretty good year, not bad. Like, honestly.
He put up numbers on a whack team.
I'm pretty amazed by the year he had. Obviously, he's still
someone's going to put up points on a horrible team, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, pad your stats. You have a championship. You have a gold medal. We can be talking about Harrison Barnes possibly being a Hall of Famer in, 15 years.
Oh, for sure.
Like, just because of the accolades he has, you know what I mean? Depending on what else he does in his career. But now it
Dennis
seems
Smith
like
had better be real good.
Harrison Barnes is that guy in the background of every photo. He was there.
Hey.
That's crazy.
What? He was on that team that
he won?
Won
that? What the hell?
Can't believe it. but he is. But now, talking about Kyrie, Will, what do you think about this video?
I don't know. I think he should put the rolling stone with the rolling on.
Stop saying that. You said it 20 times today.
No, I just don't understand. It's obvious to me that Kyrie does not think he's going to be a Cav.
Yeah, straight up. He's checked out. He's
good.
Trade me.
I love it. This offseason has been a roller coaster.
Yeah,
man.
We haven't got your opinion. We talked about it a bit last week because that's when the news broke. But what's your two cents on
I've
the
I've had
whole
some time to chew on it.
Or your dollar or whatever you want to call it.
Whatever they call
I've
it.
I've had some time to chew on it. Hey, good for Kyrie. I understand. I mean, obviously your best chance to win next year, unless you can go to the Warriors, is to stay in Cleveland. But yeah, I can
Cavs
definitely.
Probably going to trade him there.
It's true. Yeah, no, it'd be a great fit.
I mean, they get a good return.
It's true.
So we asked it.
Klay Thompson.
Zaza, the list goes on. Anyway, no. I think that, hey, if Kyrie wants to go out on his own, I don't blame him. He's a heck of a
two guard.
A point guard. Yeah. That's pretty much it, right?
I know, right?
He pretty well has to go to a place where he can play off the ball. That's my opinion. But again, we haven't seen him be a point guard since LeBron showed up, right? Kyrie's obviously exceptionally talented. One of the best shooters in the league. The best ball handler in the league, other than maybe Steph.
Maybe, but I give the edge right now to Irving.
Yeah, no, Uncle Drew, the guy's got a brand. People love him. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. First ballot All-Star.
Hall of Famer.
Because the fan vote. People love this guy.
Yeah.
You could really build your franchise around him just based on his appeal.
Yeah, exactly.
So
The criticism is what is Kyrie doing? Why would you leave LeBron? And these are, of course, all LeBron fans that are saying this. But he's doing the opposite of what people were complaining about, what Durant did.
For sure.
Was join a super team, which what LeBron did, made a super team in Miami. He's doing the opposite. He wants to do his own thing and his own team and be the number one guy there.
Here's the thing, though. The only reason he's doing his own thing, in my opinion, is because he doesn't have control.
Right.
If he had an expiring contract, he would have more control in this scenario. If he had a no trade clause, he'd be able to decide where he goes. He doesn't have any right to say where
That's
he goes.
That's the irony of it.
Cleveland can trade him wherever the hell he wants for the best return. Yeah.
They can trade him to
say.
China if they wanted.
Hey, I don't have a no trade clause, but here's a list of teams I'd like to go to. Right in front of his face.
He's getting ahead of LeBron on this situation because it seems like LeBron is going to leave next year.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to do that before LeBron leaves, because if LeBron left, then he'd be like, I left you guys with Kyrie and Kevin Love. You guys still have a good team. But Kyrie's like, nah, bro, I don't want to stay in Cleveland.
Yeah, well, because that team's not built for him. And we talked about that last week and how that team's not
honestly
built for LeBron, not for Irving.
I want to see him at the Garden.
But what do they have to give up? What can
Melo in a first rounder.
That's
just
a terrible return.
Yeah,
take
the French
look
guy.
At the other options, okay? Here's the thing. Is you got to look at what else you could possibly get around the league. I've been reading rumors about Josh Jackson and Eric Bledsoe. I don't know how you can do better than that.
I think the Suns is the better pickup.
But hey, there are a lot of teams that we haven't even talked about. I mean, look at the assets that Denver has.
Yeah.
We talked, we've talked about Jamal
Murray.
Yeah, package,
Gary Harris, you know, Will Barrett maybe.
Maybe Wilson Chandler. They've got so much depth.
Yeah, Wilson Chandler, Gary Harris, or Will Barrett, one of them.
They've got so much depth.
And send that to Cleveland.
Give them Hernan Gomez.
Gives
like,
them
I mean,
good players. That still gives them good players to compete now in the weaker East.
Yeah,
in the weekend East.
It solves some of Denver's problems, too. So, like, you want to talk about good packages. I don't know why you just settle for Carmelo. And a first. Like,
well, I don't think they will. And I think Carmelo's fixed on getting to Houston.
Yeah, it's obvious. He had a good opportunity to maybe go to Portland, and he said no. And I think Portland might be a better fit, honestly, than the Houston. But he just wants to play with his buddy Paul.
Would you give up Porzingis for Kyrie Irving?
No.
No.
No. The reason why I want that tandem.
Why not, though?
No.
Do you think that Porzingis offers more value than Kyrie Irving?
I want them both together on the same team.
I want
them
together.
I feel you. But do you not think that I feel you? But do you not think that Kyrie is worth more? A guy who won a championship with his shot than Porzingis, who's proven nothing, just that he can drive the rim good. That's the thing.
He's
definitely
the best.
He can shoot.
There's no question.
Probably the best ever.
Yeah,
hey, but like right now, a year past the unicorn debate we were talking about last year, Porzingis is the guy that did the least in that year.
Yeah.
So I would give up Porzingis for Irving if you're going to pick one superstar to build around. I'd take Irving. Hot take.
Yeah, that's crazy. Would LeBron want Kristaps?
I'd want Kristaps. I'd want them both. This is a perfect scenario. I mean, it's not a perfect scenario for New York.
No, I know. But like, the funny thing,
they're a disaster no matter
like,
what.
The irony, of course, is the Cavs. Both the Cavs and the Knicks don't have a GM. Like, it's like, who's making the trades?
They have GMs now. Their GMs are in place, but I get it. I wouldn't do that trade. I think... Cleveland would like it. I think LeBron would like it
What do you think the best return is for
Phoenix?
Kyrie?
Phoenix has a good would have a good offer probably. Eric Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe has come out and said, "I love Phoenix, but I want to win." Kind of queuing it up, saying, "Hey, trade me for Kyrie."
He's working out with LeBron. This
working
year.
Out with LeBron. They invited.
They've been calling
D-Rose,
him mini LeBron
signed.
For years.
Yeah, they have, haven't they? That's been his little thing.
And they signed D-Rose also got an invite to that workout. A newly signed Cleveland Cavalier.
They can work on their knees together.
Yeah.
Hey, you can learn a thing or two about from LeBron about durability. Good Lord.
No kidding.
Yeah. Rumor is that Phoenix doesn't want to give up Josh Jackson in these talks, so that's why it hasn't gone through.
Yeah. And like LeBron wants Josh.
But there's
Josh,
a whole
right?
bunch of teams that want Kyrie, and who wouldn't want Kyrie Irving? It depends now. Cleveland, the ball's in their court, right? They can drag it all as long as they want, depending on what kind of return they're looking for, but they don't want to go into this season with both of them on the roster because that's not going to be a good
Agreed.
Thing.
I think if they
it's
go
gonna
into...
It's going to be crazy because already the cameras and the reporters and all the media follow Cleveland because of LeBron
There's
James.
There's a new story every day. People are refreshing James's Instagram 24 hours a day waiting for like an emoji that could, you know... lead them to believe that there's strife in their relationship. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Good
and
Lord.
Now with
what
all
is...
the media asking questions, if they lose a game, oh, was it Kyrie's fault or was it LeBron's fault? People are going to eat it up. So the best way is to trade. Obviously, you don't want to get rid of Kyrie.
No.
You can force him to stay and, you know, try to work it out because you're, like Dave mentioned earlier, your best chance to win is...
That's a disaster,
Exactly. It's going to be a disaster off the court, on the court.
Which is the most entertaining thing.
It sounds like it's been a disaster for a bit, though. You know what I mean? This didn't just happen overall. Like, oh, LeBron had a barbecue, didn't invite me. Like, no.
Yeah.
Kyrie's pissed, and he's been pissed for a while. And this is him saying, like, you know what? I want out of this awesome situation. I want to do it on my own because it's better than playing with this guy. I'm done with it. And that's crazy to me.
And this is another Kobe thing. This is Kobe.
I don't know why you bring Kobe into this conversation. Kobe's been retired, man.
Kobe talked to Kyrie.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
He did the same thing to Westbrook. That's why Durant left, and that's why Kyrie's leaving. And that's why now,
you have a great source,
of this,
Will.
Because of this, Kobe's now made my top source. Five. Top five now because of it.
He's in your top five?
Because of this. Because of his muse cage.
Top six,
doing.
Anyway.
I don't think Kobe has any say on... I think they come to him for advice, yes, but I don't think he's telling them, oh, I think you should ask for a trade, buddy.
No, but he's saying you should be your number one.
Yeah.
That's what he did to Westbrook.
I think Kobe's the type of guy to say, if you think you're good enough to be a number one, then go ahead and do that. I think that's the type of advice he'd give.
I think what he's telling Kyrie is like, hey, I won without Shaq. You bitch. Make it happen.
That's amazing.
He won twice without Shaq, to be specific.
Yeah, Shaq didn't win again after 06.
So let's see.
I forgot. Thanks a lot.
So let's see. But where do you think? Where do you think, Dave? We mentioned last week where we think he'd land.
I think Phoenix straight up. I think that, like you said, working out with Bledsoe, I think that it will be Jackson and Bledsoe. I don't think that it'll be the additional first like they're talking about, because let's be real. Kyrie Irving goes to Phoenix. They're still not a playoff team out west. There's no way. So I think the trading that first to Cleveland
would look nice though.
Okay, sure, Devin Booker.
They're going to combine for 60 to 70 points a night, hands down.
Okay, yeah. But their front court is a bunch of Green people and Tyson Chandler. So they will not make the playoffs in the West.
You have a thing against Green people?
No, they're a bunch of rookies. I mean, come on, Maurice, Chris, and Dragan Bender. They're so raw. There's no way. And they're going to be making Chris play 35 minutes a game because they have nobody else. It's him or Jared Dudley.
The thing is, the reason why they're not getting a trade off and why it's been so tough is because teams are afraid of 2 years, and 2 years isn't long enough to take off.
He leaves Phoenix. There's no way he's sticking around.
That's the thing. It's like he's not going to stay in Phoenix. So
maybe Ryan McDonough thinks
Phoenix gets him, and then they add more.
Maybe. But it's not a destination.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe Ryan McDonough, who's a really good young GM, can say, hey, maybe I'll flip Dragan Bender and Chris together for a big player in my front court. Maybe that'll make a difference.
Or maybe they get Kyrie, and then after a year, they're like, let's trade him.
Maybe Love really loved playing with Kyrie, and he wants over, too.
And the thing is,
Exodus
to
Phoenix.
He really wants to play in New York for some reason.
Like, he's just from
Jersey. You know that garbage fire that happened all offseason? That's where I want to go. I want to see what that's all about.
Well, he's from Jersey, right?
Well, he's from Melbourne, but yeah, Australia. But
yeah.
They don't have a team yet.
Well, once they get the expansion.
Melbourne.
Once they get the expansion, it's going to be sweet.
This has been the conversation for the past week, 2 weeks now.
Irving down under.
What do you guys think, Kyrie Irving?
Good day.
Where do you guys think Kyrie Irving will land? The3Nikki@gmail.com. On Facebook @3andthekey, on Twitter @basketball, and on Instagram @the3andthekey. We'll be back with Brian Sanson of Duncan Wolves of the Fansided Network to talk some Timberwolves and their great offseason. What they do with Wiggins, is he going to be involved in a trade package for Kyrie? Stay with us.
Everybody is entitled to their opinion. But with that being said, my phone's in my back pocket right now. If whoever has anything to say to me, feel free. 773-899-6071. So if you want to interview, there you have it. Please do.
Welcome back to 3 in the Key.
Hello and welcome back inside the Key. Eli Solzan alongside Will Macklin and Dave Tripp this week. And we are happy to be joined now by Brian Sanson of Dunking with Wolves of the Fansided Network. Obviously, to talk about the Timberwolves, who've had one of the better summers in the NBA off seasons. This year, and they can see a huge jump in the win column. They only won 31 games last year, and a lot of people had them, you know, maybe sneaking into that eighth spot, but you can't do that with 31 games, especially in the Western Conference. But I think they can maybe make a 20-game jump in the win column with all the additions that they've brought in. Obviously, Jimmy Butler at the draft. They signed Jeff Teague. They picked up Jamal Crawford and Taj Gibson. So adding some solid veterans to that young core. And Brian, the first question that I'm going to ask you is, how fast do these new guys click with this team under Tom Thibodeau, and what is the ceiling?
I think they're going to click pretty fast, to be honest. I know that a lot of the players they brought in have past experience or past history with Thibodeau, and so it won't be a completely new scenario for them to come in here and join the Timberwolves. The offense and the defense are similar. They're obviously not exactly the same as they were when guys like Jimmy Butler or Taj Gibson, players like that, played in Chicago, but the most part, the concepts are the same. So I think that they will gel a lot faster than some of the teams in the past. I know the players maybe aren't as used to playing with each other, but it sounds like players like Towns and Butler are already working out with each other in Los Angeles. And so I think they'll get a nice little insight into how each other plays. And in listening to Jimmy Butler on some past podcasts, he's talked about going back and looking at film on how Carl Anthony Towns likes his pick and rolls where he likes to pop to and stuff like that. And so I think they'll do a lot of their homework and they'll really be motivated. So I think they will, you know, gel a lot faster. I think they definitely will be in introductory period where it takes some time for them to get used to each other. But overall, I think that they'll hit the nail right on the head pretty quickly and get into things. As far as their ceiling this year, I mean, it depends. I think they still will have a couple of smaller moves yet to make, you know, and trying to sign guys to minimum contracts. But depending on what that looks like, I think their ceiling might be, like you said, maybe 50 wins to try to sneak into that fourth or that fifth spot in the Western Conference. It's everyone in the Western Conference, I feel like, got better this year. So it's really going to be tough. So I would say that their ceiling would really be that 50 wins or that fourth or the fifth spot in the Western Conference.
So Jimmy Butler was obviously a huge acquisition for the team this offseason. What do you think of what the team gave up for him? Just from your perspective, from being in that part of the country, obviously. We don't hear a lot of Minnesota Timberwolves people on this show. Just interested in what you think about giving up Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, a lot of the young players that the team had, and that pick, obviously. What do you think about what it took to get such a good player like Butler?
I think that the key for me was getting that 16th pick back from Chicago. That is the key for me, is that they gave up LaVine, who he'll probably come back from his ACL tear pretty strongly. And I think that he'll end up being a star player in this league. Chris Dunn, he had a very, very underwhelming rookie year. And so it's hard to say what he's going to be, because he's one of the older rookies too. I mean, I believe he's already 24 years old, going into his second year now. And so his ceiling maybe isn't as high as we once thought it was. That seventh overall pick, Lauri Markkanen, we'll see how he does. But for me, the key in that trade was getting the 16th pick back, because with Butler, with Towns, with Wiggins, if they keep Wiggins and not move him in the Kyrie Irving deal, that's three players that you're probably going to lock up for 20-plus million a year right there. And so they need to find that cheap talent. And the best, most valued contracts in the NBA are those players on their rookie deals, because they'll have Justin Patton now for 4 years at a very, very reasonable price. And so I think that was a huge – if I would have given them a grade about a C if they didn't get that 16th pick, but getting that 16th pick back, they really only dropped 9 spots in the draft and picked up Jimmy Butler. So I got to give them a grade of like an A-, B-plus for that deal. So I think they came away really, really well in that trade with the Chicago Bulls.
Now, I'm reading here that Timberwolves are not done, and they want to get in on this Kyrie Irving trade request. What do you think the Wolves would have to give up to get Kyrie? And do you think Kyrie would fit this Wolves team?
Realistically, I think the Wolves would have to give up Andrew Wiggins to get Kyrie Irving back. They just don't have many other pieces, because they can't trade Taj Gibson. They can't trade Jamal Crawford. They can't trade Jeff Teague until December 15th. And so all three of those players are off the board unless you're going to make a mid-season deal. And so realistically, I think they'd have to give up Andrew Wiggins, and they'd have to pair him to make the cap matches, either Dang, or you'd have to give up Cole Aldridge and Tyus Jones. And so realistically, I think Wiggins would have to be the only player that the Cavs would look at, because the Cavs still want to win next year. So they're not going to accept like three scrubs and three first round draft picks or something like that, you know? And so Wiggins would be the only guy in my mind that would make sense. But I know that Thibodeau and owner Glenn Taylor especially have said that they're committed to Wiggins. They think he's a max player and they do not want to give him up. And so they're going to try everything in their power to get Kyrie Irving without giving up Wiggins. But I don't think that's going to happen.
So do you think that when the deadline rolls around, do you think that they'd actually try to move Teague? Or do you think that would cause a logjam for them in the guard positions?
Yeah, I think getting Irving and then having Teague on the roster would be a logjam. I don't think they'll try to move Teague unless they can get a bigger superstar like Kyrie Irving. I just think that would be too much of a hassle, especially because you brought up a good point earlier about how long it'll take them to mesh, their chemistry, things like that. And you don't want to keep messing with that stuff too often, especially if they get off to a great start to start the season. You're not going to want to move Teague if they're off to this hot start. And so I think that they'll be very careful. Thibodeau, he didn't make a trade in his whole first year as president of basketball operations. So I think he'll be very careful at evaluating the talent that he has on the roster. And he wants to win next year for sure. I mean, that's why all these moves were made, is so that the Timberwolves can be a winner, a contender next year. Overall, I think that he'll be very careful about not just moving players for the sake of moving them, but making sure that they have a tangible upgrade if he does make moves during the middle of the season.
Speaking with Brian Sampson of Duncan with Wolves on the Fan Sided Network, you spoke about Wiggins and him being the guy that they'd probably have to trade if they wanted Kyrie. Obviously, he's Canadian. We're in Canada. We take a close look and pay attention to our Canadian players in the NBA. What are your thoughts on Wiggins, and do you think he's worth a maximum extension?
I think Wiggins is a great offensive scorer. Look at what he's done, and he's only been in the league for 3 years. He put up 23.6 points per game last year, I believe, and he was only 21 years old. And so how many players at 21 years old can you say did that in the NBA? I mean, the majority of 21-year-olds are still in college. And so from a scoring perspective, he's elite. And I think that's underrated part of his game is play. A lot of analysts or fans just want to toss aside that scoring. And I think you have to look at that. I mean, 23 points a game is a huge number, especially for somebody who's not even close to having a complete game. I mean, he's still 3-4 years away from being in his prime, and so he's putting up huge numbers from that aspect. The other aspects of his game definitely need to be more well-rounded. Rebounding, he's not a good rebounder at all. He only corralled, I believe, 4 rebounds per game last season, which is not good for a 6'8 player who plays small forward. I get a lot of his assignments were guarding players on the perimeter, which definitely pulled him away from the basket. And so from that standpoint, he did okay, but his rebounding, he needs to improve. His playmaking, I think, his playmaking and defense, I will say, are the biggest parts of his game which need to improve. He needs to, he's never going to have great court awareness, but he needs to develop his ball handling a little bit more and his passing ability. There's a lot of times when he drives and he'll suck in that big man and the defender because he can blow it right past his man. And he needs to recognize when to attack the basket for his own bucket and when to dump it off either to the big man who's cutting or to the outside shooter who's open on the three-point line. I think he needs to develop a little bit better recognition of when to pass and when to look for his own bucket. And defensively, I mean, he has all the tools that you could ask for. He has great lateral quickness. He has a great wingspan. He needs to understand, and I think he will develop this, about where to be in his defensive scheme, whether it's on ball or off ball. A lot of people like to say he's had, before this year, he had 3 coaches in 3 years in the NBA, but for me, it goes back even farther than that. It goes back to high school when he had 5 coaches in the last 5 years of his career, when you go back to his high school coach and then hit the 1 year at Kansas and then the 3 years in the NBA. So he's had 5 coaches, so that means for each of the past 4 summers, he's had to learn a new defensive scheme every single year, which is hard on a player, and it doesn't allow him to rely on his athletic ability. So I really look for him to take that defensive jump this year, which will be the year 2 of Thibs defense, and the first time in the past 5 years that he'll have had the same defensive or the same coach, and that consistency is key. So from my standpoint, to get back to your question about if he deserves a max contract, I think he definitely does. You're not paying Wiggins for what he's produced so far in his career. You're paying him for what he's about to produce and what you're hoping that he will give your team. And for me, that's the best kind of contract. You're not paying that 32, 33-year-old for the past 5 years. You know, you're paying him for what he's about to give you and what he's about to produce on the court. And I think that's a risk that you have to take. Is worst case scenario, I mean, I think his points will come down a little bit this year with Jimmy Butler being on the team, but hopefully the rest of his game develops. And so I think he's well worth that risk of max money. And if the Timberwolves don't give him a max contract, my bet is it'd be 4 or 5 teams lining up in the NBA to offer him that max deal.
So we spoke about Jimmy Butler and max money, Andrew Wiggins. What about the other star on the Timberwolves? I'm a bit of a Kentucky Wildcats guy, so Karl-Anthony Towns. Where do you think? Is this guy the best of the bunch? How does he stack up with the other stars on your team?
I think right now he'll be the second best player going into the season. Jimmy Butler at this point is a better player than him, But Towns is a guy that the Wolves are going to build around long term. He's only 21, and so long term, he's the guy that the Wolves are really going to build around, and he's the guy that everybody wants. You know, in 10 years, hopefully he's the guy that's still on this roster. In 10 years, Jimmy Butler will probably be out of the league. But I think that, you know, Towns has the biggest upside of any of these three players. Offensively, he's just a beast, you know, averaging a double-double last year, setting all sorts of records for big men, not only with the Timberwolves, but across the league. And so I think that Towns is the guy that Wolves have to keep in mind. And he's at the forefront, too. I mean, how many seven-footers can do what he can do, especially he was only in his second year in the NBA last year. And so he's the guy that has the brightest future of any of these three players. Or even if the Wolves were in the Kyrie Irving trade rumors, he has the brightest future of any of these players.
Now, we got hyped last year wanting to see the Wolves do good. I mean, I picked them to make the playoffs. I think you guys, some of you guys, yeah, I think yeah. we all picked them to make the playoffs yeah. last year. They let us down. This year, ideally, they got the core. I mean, signing Crawford and Taj, you got the support system. Where are these guys rank going forward? Are they with the Rockets and Warriors and Spurs? Are they below? Are they with the Trailblazers and all those guys?
You guys aren't the only ones to be disappointed by the Wolves last year.
I'm sure.
Who were expecting them or hoping for them to make that. Hoping for them to make the playoffs. So you guys definitely are not alone in that category.
Yeah.
As far as this season, I think they're a tier below the. I mean, obviously the Warriors are in a tier of their own. Nobody can touch them, and I think they right. widened the gap this year with their acquisitions and with other teams. Maybe not making, you know, the Spurs, the Cavs, taking maybe that half step down. And so I think the Warriors are in a tier of their own in the West. And then I think it's the Spurs and the Rockets who are in that second tier. But then I would put the Wolves in that third tier along with teams like the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's who I kind of think I see is battling it out for that fourth, fifth seed if everything goes to plan. I mean, one injury to any of these core Timberwolves players of Wiggins, Butler, Towns, and I think that they'll drop them down a tier or two just because they don't have that depth. But if they are able to stay healthy, I think they'll be battling it out with the Thunder for that four seed. And best case scenario, I mean, the Spurs lost a couple of players this year. I mean, they lost Jonathan Simmons. They lost Dwayne Dedmon. And so best case scenario, they'd be able to sneak into that three seed. But realistically, I think the Timberwolves will be fighting it out for the fourth and fifth seed in that home court advantage with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
How is the city of Minnesota feeling? I mean, it's got to be...
This is huge.
I mean, this team hasn't been like this hyped up since the KG era. And so how does it feel? I know you guys got the Vikings, you got the Wild, you got the Golden Gophers. But how is the team feeling right now about the Wolves in Minnesota?
Minnesota, you know, Minnesota's pumped up. There's a lot of hype going around the Wolves right now. It's July 30th, and you hardly ever see any talk about the Timberwolves at that point. I mean, in Minneapolis, a lot of times they're the fourth best team in town behind the Vikings, right now behind the Twins, who are making a run in the MLB, behind the Wild, and then the Timberwolves usually come there in fourth place. And so I think they're kind of usurping, especially the Wild and maybe even the Twins. Right now, so there's a lot of hype around the Timberwolves and what they can be next season. Especially right now is the time for a lot of that speculation and that what ifs, and fans like to really get into and dive into the, you know, how good can our team be? What happens if all the stars align? And so there's definitely more hype this year. I mean, it's worst case scenario, the Timberwolves are still going to make the playoffs next year, which will be the first time in 13-14 seasons.
Well, yeah, you never made it with love, eh? That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's right there alone is worst case scenario, Timberwolves still make the playoffs. Everyone's hyped around to expect to see a new found energy going into.
Well, you got a new logo too, maybe new jerseys. It's all coming together.
It's all happening.
Oh yeah, everything. Yeah, new logo. The new jerseys will be revealed sometime. Hopefully, we don't know when that will happen, but yeah, everything. The rebranding, you know, roster turnover. Everything's looking great.
Just before we let you go, Brian, biggest or craziest prediction for the T-Wolves this year?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not one in... I'm not into the hot takes very much, but
just say finals and get over with it.
My craziest prediction is that the Timberwolves will get 3 players in the All-Star game this year.
Wow.
Okay. Cool. That's a good one. That. Let's go.
I like it.
All right. Don't hold me to that, though.
No, we will.
Put me on the spot. Then I came up with.
I was going to say Karl Anthony Towns, first team All-NBA. What do you think about that, fellas?
That's a good one, too.
That's a little ambitious. A little ambitious.
Yeah. How about Wiggins all-team defense?
I think Butler's a slam dunk for an all TV. It's Wiggins. Thibodeau's gonna have to work hard.
Quite the system.
Yeah. Brian Sampson of Duncan with Wolves on the Fansided Network. Thanks so much for joining us inside the key.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate having me on here.
And our experience has been with those kinds of sponsors. It's often done on an integrated basis. It's very rare that a sponsor would come in and say, I just want to have a patch on a jersey and nothing else.
Welcome back to 3 in the Key.
Hello and welcome back inside the Key. Lysel's in alongside Dave Tripp and Will Macklin. Shouts out to Fuad Ahad.
Yeah,
holding it down
here
via the internet.
Man, you.
Will, you want to talk about sponsorships on jersey, the new phenomenon in the NBA?
Yeah, what do you guys think about this so far? It's interesting. I will give you the list. What we have so far is StubHub Philadelphia. It looks nice on the jerseys.
Yeah,
blue.
I would have liked Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah, that'd be a good
opinion.
One.
But that's not a brand.
Yeah, no.
It's just a meal. You put like the recipe.
Yeah, it's like right there. Some steak, some cheese.
Cut beef, cheese, onions, bake.
Cleveland went with the Goodyear logo. It's kind of cool.
They're from Ohio, right?
Yeah, so, So you got the
better
flying.
Than Quicken, right? I mean,
Q's not the better one. N4 is for Brooklyn, some software company. General Electric is on Boston. Actually, they flipped it. It looks nice on the jersey.
Yeah.
Disney with Orlando Magic. Makes sense.
Seems
why
perfect,
they're called the Magic. is the Utah Jazz is Five for Fight, which is a company to help raise cancer. I'm sure it's something Mormon. And then Sun Life for the Toronto Raptors we mentioned.
Should have been maple syrup.
Should have been maple syrup or Air Canada or...
Any number of
the
things.
Owl,
I mean,
the owl.
Yeah, go with the Drake owl.
Drake owl would have been better. Maybe they'll do it on the Drake jersey. And then Sacramento's is Blue Diamond Almonds.
Are they good almonds?
I guess so.
Yeah,
that's a random
I would have
one.
Gone with like a Sonoma Valley Wine Company, maybe. Something delicious.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
especially because you're purple. You know, it makes sense.
Detroit's Flagstar Bank, ironically.
You would think like Ford. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some pretty big car companies in Detroit.
Something like that, right?
At least they were before the state collapsed.
yeah, something like that. And that's it so far. But I want to get your guys' ideas on what
I got some
other
good ones.
Teams Dave, should do. Now
Dave's going to be on fire.
I know he's already got some. You think of matching maybe the same color scheme?
I'm not going with that. I'm going with like a local flair.
Okay. All
so right. My big one, Houston Rockets should be sponsored by NASA.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, they're the Rockets. I mean, that makes sense.
And, you know, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah,
we don't
sure.
have a
that
Wicked logo
can
yet.
Be used every time they lose.
But they don't have a problem right now because they have a good team.
Yeah, they got no
they're
problems.
Okay,
they've
really
got no
good
problems.
Team.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen Yao in a minute, but he's all right.
Golden State Warriors. Obviously, Rice Aroni, the San Francisco treat.
You gotta
seems
go that.
So easy.
They're moving from Oakland there too, from the Oracle, so they'll
or
be going to
San Quentin Prison would be another option.
Yeah, that's another. That'll just look good on the Golden
Few
State
things.
Jersey. Just the flair for it. What else do you got in there, friend?
Well, hey, there's plenty of options. I mean, when you look at the big picture here,
Chicago Bulls should be maybe like the recipe for a deep dish pizza.
Yeah, you do. Is any pizza? What would you do from what's a Chicago based?
I said two food things now.
I know Kanye is from Chicago. Just let him buy it.
Yeah,
$5 million
sure.
a season. Come on, that's like your
that's what
royalties from
paying.
College dropout. Just
that's
make it happen.
That's what Sun Life
bro.
Is paying for the Raptors. What do you guys think of? Well, the Hornets instead of having the Nike logo because the NBA is having new jerseys and some of them have been released. Now, right?
Right,
we've seen a look at like Indiana and other teams.
I like Indiana's; they look nice.
Yeah. Teams. Portland has a very nice jersey with the Nike. But
Nike
I
does
think
some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, Charlotte instead of having on their jersey the Nike check,
you go Jordan.
It's gonna go Jordan. It will
Jumpman?
Be Jordan.
Jumpman?
It will be Jordan. That's...
What do you think about Portland? Portland and Nike, they're pretty good pals. The city of Portland
like,
and Phil Knight. I mean, hey, why wouldn't you? Go
but they're gonna
a
have
Nike logo on each shoulder.
Just do two Nike shoulders.
Two Nikes. I like it.
That'd be amazing.
Well, shouldn't the Portland sponsorship be Microsoft?
Ooh.
Or that's Washington based though.
I know, but isn't their owner Paul Allen? Yeah, he used to work for Microsoft. Sure. He was
they're all pals, right? They're all pals.
Yeah. Either him or Steve Ballmer will whip up Microsoft.
Well, Ballmer has to be Microsoft for sure, right?
Yeah.
Because if they do Clippers, but what would you like your Lakers to do?
It's a tough one.
Because you think Staples, right?
Well, it's the Staples Center already. You can't have two. I don't know, honestly.
McDonald's.
No.
Golden Arches.
Hey, the golden and yellow would look good on there. In-N-Out Burger, you can do.
Chipotle.
Chipotla, hey, now
Chipotle,
we're talking.
Yeah, I think that'd be perfect.
I don't know, honestly.
City of Atlanta. Atlanta, you could go Coca-Cola, obviously, matches their colors. Or you go CNN.
Obviously, another. This is CNN.
Old Milwaukee beer.
Yeah, you could do Old Milwaukee for
a trashy 40 on your jersey. Like,
just
great.
Have one of the girls from the old Milwaukee cans being on the Bucks.
The Wizards, what would they be? What would this
Wizards? Well, Disney took it, so that's going to be tough, but...
It's true. Yeah, just Gandalf.
We could do Harry Potter, maybe the Harry Potter series.
J.K. Rowling, brought to you by.
I was thinking maybe putting the White House logo on there.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, sponsored by
Trump.
I
don't know if you could use public funds to... Advertising for America.
Yeah.
We're great, by the way.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different options.
Trump Towers. Hey, now we're talking.
Yeah, Trump Towers. No. You could do... New Orleans has... You could do so many different bars and stuff with New Orleans. You could do... I don't know.
We're just having too much fun with this. Obviously, it's got to be a company of some sort.
Details.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's
play at the Smoothie King Center, all right? Yeah. What are they going to get in New Orleans?
That's the most fun name, too.
Oh, you give me a Smoothie King Center with a side of KFC Yum, and I am in business, let me tell you.
What can the Spurs do? Spurs can't. No, I don't know what the Spurs will do.
Cowboy hat manufacturer.
Yeah.
The Spurs have been a part of some incredible TV commercials, so I'm sure that they can put it together. You guys ever seen those? Go back on YouTube and check out some of the Spurs advertising they do in San Antonio. Spectacular.
Yeah, but the smaller markets, I don't know, like Oklahoma City, I don't know, and there's different ones where I'm not sure what they'll go with. But yeah, let us know what you guys think should be some sponsorships on the jerseys this
year.
Yeah,
you know, don't be scared to have fun with it. Obviously, we named some random ones.
We're super
like,
serious.
Philly cheesesteak for Philly, even though they have StubHub. But yeah. You get it. Maybe like Granny Smith apples for New York.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
Ooh,
you like that? You know, the big apple,
the whole brand.
I like Granny
the green Smith. Green apple.
Yeah, that's... or maybe the red one, whatever that one's called.
Macintosh.
Ooh, that'd be
ooh,
huge.
Maybe double up with a computing company. While
yeah,
you're
of what? Like we already touched on Microsoft.
I have a
The email address is the3nikki@gmail.com. Let us know what your team should have as a sponsor, because that's where the NBA is going now. On jerseys, we will have sponsor, because the All-Star Game jerseys have had Key on them for the last, 2 years?
Yeah.
So, and now the NBA teams, like...
You know what I do? I'd rock the boat, and I get Adidas to advertise for my jersey. You know what I mean? Competing brands.
Like, what do you like? The
Nike jersey's going to look ugly, actually.
The Nike jerseys look so much better. I don't know if...
No, I agree. You know what? I'm a Nike guy already, so
yeah,
when they offer me my shoe deal, there will be no second guessing. I know who I'm going to sign up with.
I
think Nike does the best stuff. Hey, I'm a Kentucky guy. They've been making their jerseys for years and years, so...
Yeah.
Oregon Ducks, another one of my favorites, and they got, obviously, a close... Very incestual relationship with the Nike brand. So
yeah,
it's
really in-house.
They make great stuff.
No, and just the look of the jerseys, they did. I don't know why. They just look nicer.
I really don't like the early returns on the Adidas NHL jerseys, too. I find them to be like a big step down.
Yeah, they look like
maybe
PJs.
Maybe that's why the NBA...
They look like PJs. Thank
maybe
you.
That's why the NBA got rid of Adidas.
Well, I think that...
Or they didn't renew the contract.
I'm pretty sure whatever company takes over the NBA is backing up a massive truck. And just money.
What was before Adidas? Was it Reebok? Before
in
that?
The NHL?
No, in the NBA.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, they all kind of rotate. It seems like it just rotates after a while.
Next, it'll be ASIC.
I'm just happy there's
no more Puma.
Under Armour.
Under Armour too. Yeah, I'm just happy there's no more shirt jerseys.
Ugh, tell me about it.
Yeah, Nike made that clear that they're gonna
no shirts
that.
And no gray jerseys. Yeah. Hey, gray.
Oh man, like Phoenix's jerseys last year with
the
gray.
Brooklyn ones?
Oh my
no,
Lord.
I like the Brooklyn ones with the blue, gray, and blue. They were not bad. Yep.
No, they look like...
No, I like them.
They look like... what did our buddy Creech say? He said they look like... Oh, the Rockets. The Rockets look like CIS referees.
That's pretty good. Oh man.
So yeah, guys, let us know sponsors or any other questions you may have. Kyrie's landing spot,
Hey, want to take a prediction real quick? Could happen this week. Where's Kyrie going to go, guys?
I say he stays.
No, he's going to get traded. Maybe not this week, though. I think they're going to try to, you know, take as long as they can with it. I'm sticking with New York for some reason.
You like it? All right. I'm going to go Phoenix. It just seems like a an easy marriage.
I
want to
say
me.
Minnesota because he likes he wants to play with Towns and Butler, but Minnesota can't package anything other than Wiggins. It seems like they're going to sign Wiggins to a long-term extension. So I think Minnesota's out of the equation. So I'm going to stick with New York. New York, Dave's going Phoenix. Will's taking the easy way out and saying he's staying.
Is that the easy way out? I don't know. That's the...
I feel like that would create the most drama.
That's clearly
is that more fun to
you.
Watch than
100%?
Oh yeah, no, I want
that
sticking...
Knicks versus Cleveland game though.
I want Kyrie in a Cavs jersey until a couple weeks into training camp, just because I want to see stuff hit the fan.
You think they're gonna get into a boxing match?
That old saying, "Stuff hits the fan."
I've already cussed away.
The storyline this year, because last year when KD left, it was what did KD do that night? What is Westbrook doing? And obviously, you had the MVP race. This season, it's going to be like, what did Irving do? Is he making his team better? What's LeBron doing in his 15th year? Is he going to go crazy? Is he going to try to get that fifth MVP? Obviously, he's going to have to play not necessarily more every single night because his minutes are already up. But depending on the package they receive, obviously for Kyrie and what's going to help them for that 1 year and what LeBron's going to do, it's going to be very interesting. But if they're on the same team, we're going to have some on-court drama too.
Oh, man, it's going to be great. It's going to be exciting. Okay, so by the way, we WhatsApped Fuad during the show, took a quick picture, and he got back to us. So I'm going to do it in my Fuad impression. Bulls rule. Ha, ha, ha. Amazing, LOL. Can't wait to be there next Sunday.
What? So maybe the full team next week.
Maybe. I don't believe it yet. But.
Yeah. I don't know. He's only joining us via the internet.
Yeah. Oh, is that what's happening?
No, usually now he's joining us via the internet.
Yeah, no, right.
What are you talking about? I'm the real guy.
Oh, there you go.
What?
So hopefully, everyone will be here next week. But for Dave Tripp and Will Macklin, I'm Elias Zane signing off.
Go Bulls. Peace.